Certainly, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. As children of God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We sing periodically the song that means a lot to us, Living by Faith. That summarizes a meaningful motto for those of us who are children of God. We recognize that without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Good to be back this evening. Good to see each of you back this evening. We appreciate Brother Drexel Green leading us in our singing this evening. We appreciate likewise Brother James Waller for reading our scripture lesson, which comes from Mark 1, verses 30 through 35. And we appreciate the meaningful prayer led by Brother Robert Lambert. We're going to talk to you this evening, helpful lessons from Jesus on prayer. Helpful lessons from Jesus on prayer. When we look at the scripture lesson, verse number 30, but Simon's wife, that is Peter's wife's mother, lay sick of a fever, and immediately or straightway they tell Jesus of her. Jesus was a very compassionate and caring person. This arrested Jesus' attention, and he wanted to do something for her. He wanted to attend to her. Verse 31 says, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. In the hustle and bustle of the ministry of Jesus, he never found himself too busy to pray. Jesus maintained a close and intimate relationship with his heavenly Father and prayed to him, communicated with him on a regular basis. He was not too busy to pray. I don't know what time Jesus finally retired for the night after all of the activities as he ministered to those who were sick and those who were demon possessed. He might have gone to bed quite late. I don't know. But whatever time he went to bed, whatever time he retired for the evening, I do know that in verse 35 it is indicated And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Helpful lessons from Jesus on prayer. We all need as much help as we can get in order to pray more meaningfully and more effectively. It reminds me of our prayer call each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's pretty early to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Most of you are probably already up at that time and are starting out on your day. Some probably are still calling the hogs at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know exactly what time it was when Jesus got up on this particular morning, or perhaps other mornings similar to this one. But I know this, as we look at him and as we observe his example, there are some things that should kind of leap out at us and some things that we should identify that are worthy of emulation. Okay. Let us consider first the person who prayed. Some folks apparently don't think we need to pray. But in our verse, it's not just your everyday, ordinary Joe who is praying. In verse 35, the person who is praying is identified as Jesus Christ. And my reasoning is, if Jesus, the matchless Son of God, needed to pray, how much more do you and I need to pray? Some think that prayer is just for the weak or for the fearful. But Christ prayed, and he was the strongest and boldest of all. He is the creator of all things. He has all power, all authority, yet he felt the keen need to communicate with God in prayer. So if Jesus prayed on a regular basis, how much more should you pray on a regular basis? Secondly, we consider Jesus' passion for prayer. Rising up a great while before day signifies the passion that Jesus sustained for prayer. Getting up early in the morning showed this passion. Now, for many folk, just getting up at the normal time requires much effort. It's difficult for some to let go of the covers. Thus, to get up extra early means extra effort indeed. But if you're going to have success in prayer, you will have to put some major effort into praying. Like anything else, little effort will produce little results. But big efforts will produce big results. Jesus told a parable starting in Luke chapter 18 and verse number 1, to the end that men ought always to pray and not faint, not lose heart, not give up, not become discouraged. Jesus prayed repeatedly on that fateful night in the Garden of Gethsemane. Paul prayed persistently and fervently that his thorn in the flesh might be removed. We need to be persistent in our prayer. We need to be passionate about our praying as well. Thirdly, we need to consider also not just the passion for prayer, but the priority of prayer. Rising up a great while before day signifies how Jesus arranged his priorities. Christ wanted to pray early in the morning. This does not mean that you can't pray at other times of the day, at the end of the day, in the middle of the day. But it does say that the lesson taught here is one of priority. We need to start our days, our projects, our trips, our work with prayer. If we started more things with prayer, we would not finish so many things with problems. We need to consult the Lord on a regular basis in our prayers. And then fourthly, we want to consider the place of prayer. We're talking about location. Where do you pray? Jesus sought out a solitary place. We can pray in any place, actually, but it is so helpful to be in a private place that is minus certain distractions so that we can concentrate as we communicate with God. Private prayer does not negate public prayer, but it enhances the effectiveness of our praying. In the privacy of your prayer place, where is your prayer place, by the way? For some, it is the bathroom. For some, it is the car. For some, it is out under a tree. For some, it is down under a hill. For some, it is a closet where you are shut off and secluded from the surrounding world. Everyone needs a private place to engage in daily prayer. Might be your bedroom, might be your office, might be in the kitchen, at the kitchen table. Jesus spoke of a private place of prayer in Matthew 6:6. He said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret," which is in private, "and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." I trust that all of us pray on a regular basis. I like to spend some time in quiet solitude inside a car with the rain falling like it's falling outside now. I enjoy that very much. That affords me a wonderfully quiet and non-distracted environment in which I can communicate with God. Let's all pray more. Let's pray on a regular basis. And if you have not yet tried prayer call, where you can be engaged in prayer with those of like precious faith, those who are members of the local body here at Hart Street, I think you'll find it to be a meaningful and enjoyable, purposeful experience. So you can pray in your quiet, private place, or you can dial our prayer call number And you can pray along with us on prayer call. If you're here and you want to